Welcome to another week's episode of the Life Lately podcast. We are your hosts, Mel and Soph. This week we are discussing finding your voice. So how can we find our voice? How can we take our personal power back? What stops us from speaking up and speaking out and being our most authentic selves? So I hope you find this episode interesting. As always, we've had fun recording it. So Mel.
Hello.
Let's talk about our upbringing, because I think these things always start from childhood.
Okay.
And speaking as an African girl, I'm telling you, when we were growing up, it was always about respecting your elders.
Yeah.
And one of the ways to do that was you were seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
You could not interrupt a conversation. You could not give your perspective or your opinion about something. You couldn't even ask questions. Asking questions was seen as, I don't call it a crime, but
disrespectful.
Yeah, just seen as this. It's like you're
speaking out of turn.
Yeah, or you're being rebellious.
How do you challenge
me? Yeah, and yeah. I was that child who wanted to understand. So even if you're going to punish me, I want to understand the background and I want to explain myself, because sometimes I would find that maybe I have done something wrong, but I felt it was the only thing I could do at the time, given the circumstances. But there was never that space for me to actually speak to my parents and be like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And therefore I did this.
Right.
It was always like, you did this, end of. And I guess maybe that was part of them teaching me how to take responsibility for my actions, but I still felt quite, I was not heard.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care what happened prior to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you did.
Yeah.
And I also remember a time I decided, I can't remember how old I was, maybe 12. I decided I was going to call a family meeting and my dad burst out laughing. Because I was tired of the injustice. I have to stand up for myself, because man, I got hit for my sister's mistake. It had nothing to do with me. Maybe I was there, maybe I saw what happened, but yeah, it was not my action that caused this, and now I'm being punished for something that I had nothing to do with, apart from being an innocent bystander.
Yeah.
And so I thought one day I'd take matters into my hands, and I'm like, I think I was watching too many American...
Too much Western...
Western shows. Movies and shows, where kids can talk back.
Where kids can talk back, can you imagine?
Oh, my God. So I was like, I'm calling a family meeting. My dad is looking at me like, what do you want to discuss? Like, I want to discuss the injustice. I don't understand why I am always being punished for somebody else's mistake. My dad just looked at me, laughed, and walked away.
Oh, so there was no family meeting?
Of course not.
Oh, dear.
That ended right there.
Oh, no. And I suppose, I don't know, do you feel like that's just sort of a sort of reflection on in terms of life? Like, thinking, gosh, if I speak up, will I actually even be heard? Or is
oh,
will
yeah.
that make a difference?
For sure. I mean, it's shaped how my conversations with people are to date. Now, there's a time I was very, very timid.
Right.
And I'd just be quiet. And I remember, like, coming to the UK and having my first job. And I asked a colleague, he was not my line manager or anything, but I said, you know, I've only been here about a month. Could you give me some feedback so that I can, you know, do better? And the first thing he said to me was, you're too quiet. Like, you don't say anything in team meetings. You don't say anything in the office.
Mm.
And I'm like, if I have nothing to say, why am I opening my mouth?
Okay.
Number one. Number two, if somebody else has said what I was thinking in my mind, then there's no point of me saying the exact same thing. I need to add something to the conversation.
Yeah.
And number three, I'm an African child. We don't speak up. Even adults in offices, you could be 40 in an office in Kenya.
Yeah.
And as long as your manager is 50, you will shut up and listen. That's just how it is. Or as long as he's your manager, as long as he has that
authority.
Yeah. So that kind of confused me for a bit. And I was just like, I don't know how to do this, because I found that a lot of now my European colleagues were just talking for the sake of talking. And I'm like, you haven't added anything. You've just
They do it very well.
Yeah.
And but the problem with that is they are seen, and so even if they're, exactly. what they're talking about is irrelevant, or it's like, I swear mm-hmm. someone else already said that, mm-hmm. but because they are, they've learned the art of speaking. Of being heard.
Yes.
I need to be heard, because if I'm heard, I'm remembered.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it's all the optics, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then now bringing my child up is so different as well, because now she's being taught how to speak up. And sometimes I'm like, just be quiet.
Yes. Stop talking.
Pipe down for a second. But I like it, because I know what she's thinking. At the same time, I'm like, man, you don't have breaks. Like, I need you to learn how to be respectful.
Mm.
And sometimes, just because you don't always have to say something, just because you feel like you need to say something. Sometimes just be quiet. My sister tells me that, because she's a communication specialist. She says everything communicates. It's not just your voice that communicates. Your silence also communicates something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's knowing how to use that.
Yeah. I think I'm a bit like that. In terms of upbringing, now, I grew up in a Caribbean home, but still it was a bit strict. And it's that generational thing of, it's that whole, you know, the adult is right and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose a bit like you, I was always of that. I'm not really a fan of authority. It was even with school, you know, I don't like injustice, and I don't like.
Yes.
I have quite strong values. And when I believe in something, I'm just like, you know, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember like challenging my teachers in sixth form, because I remember thinking, you know, I'm technically an adult now, but there was that awkwardness of I'm still at the school I was at when I was in uniform. So a lot of the teachers probably still treated us like we were in uniform.
Yes.
And it was just little small things. When I'm doing my, getting ready for my exams and stuff, the teacher would just like leave little dirty marks in my book and this right little scribble saying, oops, sorry. And that, I know it's playful, but to me, I was like, okay, this is serious time. It was a lot of stuff. So I would, you know, demand to have meetings with the head teacher and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always that kind of person. And I suppose at work, I still am to a certain degree. I'm a bit like you. I do keep quiet because, and I do find that people talk for the sake of talking. I just think, oh my God, this is so boring. I know we should all play this game, because it is a game. And if you, just like the education system, if you don't play by the rules, then you're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
There's no room for that quote unquote authentic self to a certain degree, as long as it fits within that structure, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because, and I think part of trying to understand this, or trying to find your voice or anything like that, is understanding you or who you are. And recently I took part in a personality survey at work. It was to do with a team away day, and we had to fill out a questionnaire, and there was an in-depth, thorough profile that was written about each and every one of us in terms of how we communicate, who we are, that kind of thing. And it was so on point. It is so on point. It's quite scary. Mm-hmm. Even to the things that I'm thinking, they pick up on it. It's so amazing. And one of them is the way that I digest or take in information or communicate is, they were like, Melissa needs time to reflect on or to understand the information that's given to her before she makes a decision.
Yeah.
And I find that so true about me. That is why I don't really speak up like that in meetings, because when people are all communicating and everything, I need the time first to digest what they said.
Yeah, me too.
And then I will make my decision. But if you're demanding a response to me straight away, I just like freeze up and I'm like, I don't know. And it's like, Mel, come on, you're good. You know your stuff. But it's like, so I think it's a bit of that.
About saying the right thing. You want to say the right thing.
I want to say the right thing, and I don't want to make a bad decision.
Yeah, it's that or fear make a of bad making impression.
Or make a bad impression. It's that fear of all of that. Yeah, it is quite interesting.
Yeah,
it's quite I'm a bit of a slow thinker.
You're a slow thinker. So we'll give an example of what happened to us.
Oh my gosh! Very recently. We lost our voice. Yeah.
We were mute, man.
We were so mute. So Soph and I, we did a photo shoot, and some of the images you will probably see on our Instagram very soon if they're not there already.
Mm-hmm.
But as our photographer was taking photos of us, it was on the streets, you know, street of London, around about Covent Garden area. And this random lady out of nowhere, I think Soph, you saying that you saw her first.
I saw her from now. She was kind of opposite me in the corner.
Yeah.
And she had a camera.
She had a camera.
And
a
I knew she was taking.
Proper professional camera.
Yeah. And I knew she was taking photos, but she was not pointing directly at us.
Right.
The lens was not pointed at us.
Right.
So I'm thinking, she's looking at the buildings, Something else has caught her eye somewhere. So I'm not really paying much attention to what she's doing.
Yeah, we're trying to pose and look cute.
Yeah. Until she moves over. You want to take it from there?
Oh my God. So all of a sudden, she is literally right next, standing side by side to our photographer, crouching down with our photographer and taking photos of us. And like, oh my God, you ladies are beautiful. So we're like,
what she said, you're great models.
You're great models. And at first, I started finding myself like posing for her because I was thinking, hold on, what am I doing? Am I taking images for her or for my photographer? It was so weird.
It was so weird and awkward. And I was looking at her as she moved across.
Right.
And I was, and then she stopped like right opposite us, and I'm like, what on earth is this woman doing?
She was taken,
and that was what was going on in my head.
Yeah,
but it never came out of my mouth.
It never came out of my mouth either. And normally,
I was looking at her like, huh?
Yeah,
I'm sure the images of me just
We stopped posing now, and we were like, what the hell? What? And normally, I'm the sort of person where I'm just like, excuse me, what are you doing?
Yes,
what? We both are, but what the hell?
We froze.
It was our photographer that stopped, and she was like to her, excuse me, you should ask permission.
Yeah, she spoke up for us.
She spoke up for us, man. And we were like,
And then, so she spoke up, and she's like, you should always ask people for permission before you take their photos.
Yeah, it's common courtesy.
Common courtesy and all that. And this lady was like, oh, I'm sorry, da-da-da-da. And then she asked us whether she should delete the pictures, and we both said no.
No. What the hell, guys? I know. Why did we say no? It's okay. No,
actually,
what I did say...
What did you say?
I said, what are you using them for?
Did she even give
us an
answer?
And she was like, oh, nothing. And I was like, okay.
In my head, I'm like, so why are you taking them if you're using them for nothing?
Guys, I don't know what the hell happened to us, you know? We froze, and we're the sort of people that will speak up, like, hey, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. And if I'm on the underground, anyone nudges me or, you know what, I'm ready for a fight.
No, Mel is always ready for a fight.
I'm ready.
I'm not.
Okay, so
I think I need to have a relationship with you before I can speak up like that.
Yeah.
If I don't have a relationship with you, like if you're a stranger,
yeah,
I find like, I'm like, I really want to say something, but...
What the hell?
The cat got my tongue.
I don't know. And I think for me, from reflection, I think I was probably concentrating on, I want to be nice. I don't want to be that.
Yes.
That, you know, like, when people talk about victims where if the guy does something inappropriate or asks his, you know, if a random stranger asks you for something or whatnot, and you don't feel comfortable within that environment, but you want to say yes, you want to people please them because you don't want to feel uncomfortable, you don't want the situation to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what was going on through my head, is like, I don't want the situation to be uncomfortable. We literally just started this photo shoot. This is the first time working with this photographer.
Yes.
And I didn't want there to be any kind of tension or anything like that.
Yes,
so I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I
don't even know what I was thinking.
I've tried to reflect
on that, and I'm just like, what on earth was that?
What the hell? So, it was so... And I guess for you, this is totally new for you because you've never done a photo shoot before.
No, not on the
streets. Not in public.
Not like that.
Not
like Instagram-y. Of course, I've done like family ones.
Oh, family ones, but not on the street.
Not on the street, yeah.
So that whole people staring at you, I mean, the whole taking a photo of you is another level. That is just...
Yeah, it was a lot.
And we just were like, zoom.
Yeah, it's odd.
It's very odd. I mean, that was odd, but I think for me, reflecting upon it, I think it was simply I just wanted to create a nice environment. I didn't want to be any further tension because for me personally, I know that if I go hot, I'm hot. Like, and I don't want there to be an uncomfortable situation. I was just too aware of, okay.
Yeah, and it changes the mood, isn't it?
Being
happy and all that.
So
and then
happy.
All of a sudden...
And it's just like, how do we approach this without... I mean, our photographer was proper stern with her.
She was so good.
Yeah, she was great. So thank you. She was
amazing.
If
you're listening, she was so good. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
now that I'm thinking about this...
Yeah.
And the reasons we've kind of jumped into what stops us from speaking up.
Yes.
But it's interesting that another woman spoke up for us
when
she saw the,
the issue.
And it's so important that somebody else may not feel empowered to speak up, but you can speak up on somebody else's behalf.
Yeah, that's true.
And be heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's what our photographer did for us.
And she did that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kay.
So the other thing is about being an inconvenience. Sometimes when something is going on and you're asked whether you want to do something or not, half of the time in your head, you're like, no, I don't. And then your mouth says maybe or yes. And you're like, why did I say
what the hell? That happens to me all the time, especially when it's like committing to social plans.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I'm like, what the hell did I do that for?
Absolutely. And it's about being afraid of inconveniencing somebody.
Yeah.
Yet that person is completely inconveniencing
you.
And
so
you just
true.
Put yourself in a very situation.
Inconvenient situation.
Yeah, yeah. And I find that I second guess myself a lot.
Wow.
A lot. Mm. Over Christmas? December time. Yeah. Somebody asked me about whether I wanted to do something. And I kept having this, yes, maybe, no, I don't even know. I'm like, yeah, maybe I could do it. And then I'm like, but no, actually, I shouldn't because X, Y, Z. Mm. And then I went back to, yeah, but you know, they really need this and it's important for them.
Yeah.
And it is kind of important to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I went back to, no, but... And then I ended up saying yes.
Mm.
And then over the 2-week Christmas break, I woke up January the 1st. I remember this. And I was just like, this is my year of clarity and all that. And I was just like, no, I need to be a woman of my word. So actually, this is not something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to that person and say, actually, you know what? No.
Yeah.
I've had 2 weeks to reflect. And I know I had said yes. But actually, the answer is
it's
no. And I know it's an inconvenience for you.
Yes.
But it's equally an inconvenience for me. And I know if I do it, mm-hmm. I won't be doing it with love.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'll just be complaining everything. Why did I say it?
Exactly.
Right?
And then like, just do it begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Is that the same for, I don't know how you feel about sorry, saying sorry and things like that.
Yeah.
I was becoming
conscious. My daughter says sorry a lot. And I'm like, why are you so apologetic over nothing, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even small things. Like, you know, naturally when you're coming out of a room or going into a room and you're kind of bumping into someone, so it's equally like, mm-hmm. or they're the one that was probably in the way. And then you end up saying, oh, sorry, or something like that. And then I find myself doing that a lot, especially then when their response is, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. It was you. You're the one that was in my way.
Yes, exactly.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Why am I the one always a...
Yeah.
Even when we are walking to school, and I've said this to my daughter, we pass this little path where there are a lot of high school students coming one way, and we are going in the opposite direction.
Right.
They never give us way.
Never.
Never.
No, they're terrible.
So my daughter is always the one moving to the side.
Yeah.
Asking, and I'm like, no, come on, you can't
be resilient.
Okay, I'm not saying that you're not friendly or what's the word I'm looking for, polite or whatever.
Yeah,
you can, of course, you can give way, and that's a good thing, but not all the time.
No, I agree.
I'm like, every day you're done giving way,
I know.
I was just like, you need sometimes, you know what, they can also see you
exactly, and that's how I feel as well. I'm walking down the street, especially when I see couples or people in threes, and it's a tight, narrow walk path where it should be like a single line either side, and they're not doing anything. And it's like, I am not about to walk into this road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're going to understand to be in a single line. It's all about just understanding and being aware of other people as well, and showing consideration.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it's just, it actually irks me. So yeah, I don't know if we're going off topic.
No.
But it's definitely that.
Because your voice, I don't think has to be, like we said, everything communicates. It's not just about your voice, but it's about your presence as well.
Yeah.
Like, you will respect me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you have to carry yourself.
See that I'm there.
Yeah. With your head up high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. It's mad.
Another thing which we talked about earlier this morning, it's that fear of being an angry black woman.
Yeah.
And going back to an episode where we talked about my birth story, I know that was partly what was playing into me not speaking up for myself.
Is it fear or is it being conscious? I don't know.
I don't know, but there's a whether you want to call it a stereotype or whatever,
there is
of being
stereotype.
An angry black woman.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't want to be seen as that.
Yeah.
Yet, I could be saying something that, and for me, especially during that time of being giving birth and being vulnerable in that state, I should have spoken up because I know my body, I know what's happening.
Exactly.
And it is
important.
Well within my right. Yeah, it's actually a matter of life and death.
Yeah, for sure.
And yes, I was there, like, if I... First of all, I was told not to keep quiet because I was screaming too loudly.
Too
I'm like, labor is painful. Like, get better acoustics if that's the issue.
Yeah.
But then I kept quiet. Exactly. And then through the rest of the time there, I was just quiet. And I kept saying, man, I don't want to look like this. You know, they're the ones who are going to deliver my baby. And I don't know who's going to handle her. So I need to be quiet. Yeah, just go with the flow. Just, you know, be
that's
humble.
So
be
awful, isn't it?
It's awful.
And it's so amazing. No, race definitely plays a part into it. I mean, there's no point in saying, oh, it's nothing to do with race or anything, because it's just everyday life, literally. We are living it in our bodies as black women, etc. Because even something as small as, like, it's just amazing because there's words that are used for black women, like angry, aggressive. Women, you know, aggressive and blah, blah. But for other women or... I think, oh, God, you don't want your man... doesn't want to see you as this angry woman stuff. But on the other hand, there are men, when they're describing women, they say, like, oh, I want a sassy woman. I want to, you know. And I'm thinking, sassy? But if a black woman becomes sassy, then is that then seen as angry? I don't know. It's so hard. Yeah. It's like, what?
It's like you're always on the extreme.
You're always no on the extreme. Do. And this is finding that balance, of places, like in the workplace, for example, of when you are speaking up in the meetings or anything like that, or how you're coming across. You want to be assertive,
yes,
but does that mean there's attitude? Like, I just don't. Is this really a mind-boggling one to kind of
and
unravel?
I think, and we will do an episode on this separately.
Yeah,
but I think because maybe we have had to fight so much, that other people think that every time we speak up, even though you might be very calm, cool and collected, you know, you have your points written out, it's not about your opinion, it's about facts, that you'll always be seen as you're being aggressive, violent, whatever people have decided that black people are. We've talked about briefly about being conditioned to go with the flow and not disturbing the peace.
Don't disturb peace,
man. Don't offend. Mm. Being afraid to offend. You know, the funny thing is, I was at a conference yesterday, and somebody was being asked why they didn't say something, and it was like, because every time I try and say something, somebody gets offended. You could have asked me a question like, "Could you do this for me?" No. And then somebody gets offended because you said no.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely in this society now where we're just easily offended over anything.
Anything
is offensive. Be so careful to the point where you literally do have to be careful with what you say, even if it is your opinion. And then it's all of those things that are just very, it is very interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes it even harder, more difficult to speak up in the workplace because you just don't want to offend someone or... I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we'll move on to then what can we do to be seen and to be heard? Because, you know, we were all created in a way that gives us a unique voice. Mm-hmm. And everyone in this world it's a right, actually, to be seen and to be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can we do going forward? What can make us say no to the photographer?
I know.
We just take pictures without
our
consent.
Now that that was handled pretty well in terms of no, you should ask permission first, or is this common courtesy? So yeah, just letting people understand that as much as they should really understand that. We're not animals in a zoo where you don't need to ask permission. You just and that's what it kind of felt like.
Yes.
It felt like we were just interesting species. That
she
could just take photos of.
Yeah, but first of all, I wondered actually if it was like a fashion photographer or you know, these people who scout
for
models and all that. But I'm like, but introduce yourself as such.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just click.
Yeah, just don't click, click.
Anyway.
Sorry. My clip is still on there. So what can we do?
I think... I heard somebody say the other day, start with a whisper. That is, use whatever you have at present. You may not be the loud. In fact, the loudest people in the room are the least heard. I can tell, because all we hear is noise. Mm. Yeah?
That's true.
So, but there's a way you can put your point across, even if it's in a small voice. that, you know, there's a scripture I like, which I'm trying to apply to my life, because I was aggressive, very aggressive at one point, trying to be heard, which is a gentle answer turns away wrath.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just be gentle.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to scream the loudest.
Yeah.
To be heard. In fact, no one is listening to. Immediately you start screaming, somebody thinks you're up for a fight. So
and the first thing defensive. They do is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You become defensive, you put your gloves up, and you're ready for the fight.
Mm.
When you speak silently and in a lower toned manner, you don't have to raise your voice, raise your words, not your voice, then somebody is more better inclined to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah. I would say. Just looking at reading up on my profile as well, and just understanding that, because part of it was about I hold very strong to my values, and understanding that it's like, you know what, when someone asks me to do something that I don't feel comfortable with or whatnot, I'm just gonna say no nicely, and stick to it rather than trying to please and like trying to understand, oh, is this the right thing to say? No, I'm going to say this because this is what I believe, and as long as I can back it up, then that's fine, that's totally okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, actually, yeah, being clear about your vision and your values can help you make the right choice when the time comes to whether to say yes or no or what to say in a situation when you're clear about your values.
To be honest, I'm just jumping on that as well, actually. You don't help people like myself. So if you're like me, where you need some time to digest what's being asked or anything, it's okay to say, you know what, can I just have a moment to think about it and I'll get back to you?
Yeah.
Rather than feeling like you have to give them that answer there and then. Sorry.
No, that's cool. And then also saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And this goes back to me. Mm-hmm. I know, like, that double-minded thing. Today I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But my actions also don't follow what I'm saying.
Right.
And then other days I'm doing something else. and that is teaching people something about me. That, you know, oh yeah, Soph will say no, but don't worry, she'll do it.
Yeah. Or if you put some pressure on her,
she'll or if you spin it like this, you'll see how she'll change her mind.
Mm.
And then she'll come and do what you want her to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's not going to be me.
No.
Much longer.
No, not at all. Ooh, be ready, people. She's training.
Yeah.
She's in training.
Yeah. And then also being a person who's agreeable, I think. Agreeing to disagree.
Yeah.
You know, put your point across.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I learned something else. I'm like, I went to a coaching event and Laura, the coach, said, opinions mean nothing because it will always be an opinion. It is not fact.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah, this is how you see things.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I see things. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of being so opinionated, how about we ask ourselves, what do we want the outcome to be from a situation?
Mm.
So it's not like, and you did this, and this how I felt. Okay, those are opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah? They're not fact. What I did maybe I said no. And now you've made an opinion based on that. However, how about we discuss what the outcome that we want from the situation.
Yeah.
So just being very clear about this is what I want, as opposed to being opinionated and really not saying much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything else, Mel?
I think if you are struggling to find your voice, especially when it comes to meetings and things like that, I think one good way is to write down some points, especially if you know, like if it's an agenda or type thing, you think, okay, what can I add here to this? So then you're kind of coming prepared.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do because, as we mentioned before, there are those who like to talk for the sake of talking. And also, you know, it's just so annoying when someone said something, it's like, oh, that's what I was going to say, especially when it comes to brainstorms or things like that.
Yeah.
So I'd say, like, write things down, prep. So that you have something that you feel that's valuable
that's constructive,
and constructive. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I think that wraps up this episode. I want you to remember that you can make a difference. You have a voice.
Indeed.
Please use it. People who use their voice change the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be, you have to raise your voice on issues that matter to you and hopefully we'll see change.
Yeah.
Coming through that.
And as you mentioned as well, it's not just about the voice as well, but it's also action.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, if you feel that, okay, I feel like I can't speak, it's quite daunting, then go away and make a difference by the actions that you make, you know, and it can be anything, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just finish with this quote that I found. And I can't remember who wrote this. Sorry.
It's okay.
But it's not me.
Anonymous.
You are never going to find your own voice while trying to match the pitch of everyone else's. So go out there and find your voice this week.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. As always, please join the conversation. We are on Instagram at Life Lately Pod. We are also on Facebook. And rate, review, subscribe.
And share.
Share. Until next time, take care.
Bye.